Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, I'm thinking about the benefits to drinking coffee, and could there be any better way to put a skip in your step on any day, and in particular, on this Monday? Well, recently, I finished Tom Rath's Eat, Move, and Sleep. Rath is the New York Times best-selling author of Strength Finders 2.0, How Full Is Your Bucket?, Strength-Based Leadership, and Well-Being, the Five Essential Elements. What Tom writes, people read. I mean, the guy sold some 5 million copies of his books. And what you need to know is that Eat, Move, Sleep is fantastic. It's written in bite-sized chunks, so it's easy to digest, and it not only provides insightful information, but man, this guy gives you practical steps to take in order to apply the contents, including a 30-day guide to getting started in the back of the book, as well as links to interactive resources at his site, eatmovesleep.org. Now, Tom comes right to the point of what his book is all about on page one. He writes, "No matter how healthy you are today, you can take specific actions to have more energy and live longer. Regardless of your age, you can make better choices in the moment. Small decisions about how you eat, move, and sleep each day count more than you think. As I've learned from personal experiences, these choices shape your life." Rath may have more interest than the average person when it comes to his health. I mean, diagnosed with a genetic disorder called von Hippel-Lindau, VHL, a condition that leads to rampant cancerous growth throughout his body, this guy has been incredibly tuned in to what he needs to do to pay attention to better health. Matter of fact, his disease is so rare that only one in every 4,400,000 people get it. So what he's done is he's turned this enemy into an ally that's serving millions of people incredibly well. But back to coffee. In chapter 28, entitled Trendsetters, Rath wants us to know that a daily cup of broccoli will do more for your health than the proverbial apple a day will keep the doctor away. And then he goes on to discuss sugary drinks versus coffee. Rath notes that 1 to 2 sugary drinks, listen to this, 1 to 2 sugary drinks a day can increase the risk of type 2 diabetes by more than a whopping 25%, as well as increase the risk of certain types of cancer. One study found, and this man's documentation for what he says is amazing. One study found that each additional sugar-sweetened drink per day increases the risk of heart disease by 19%. A Harvard study estimated sugary drinks alone kill 180,000 people every year. So maybe you want to think about taking that Coke or Pepsi and putting it on the shelf. So what's the solution? Listen to what he says. And if you like coffee, you're going to enjoy what you hear.
The easiest way to get enough liquid is to drink unlimited quantities of truly natural drinks like coffee, tea, and water. While coffee has received mixed reviews over the years, current research on coffee consumption is overwhelmingly positive. So often I hear people say, "I need to cut back on coffee." While there are certainly some groups of people who should avoid caffeine, such as expectant mothers, for many people there are tangible benefits to regular coffee consumption. A study of more than 50,000 women found that 2 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee per day decreased risk of depression by 15% compared with women who had 1 cup or less per day. Drinking 4 or more cups helped even more, decreasing the risk of depression by 20%. Emerging research suggests that the high levels of antioxidants in coffee could also help reduce the risk of some cancers. Other studies have shown that coffee can help you live longer, slow down cognitive decline as you age, increase stamina for longer periods of activity, and boost mood.
So what's the point? Well, as he notes in his chapter summary, and by the way, one of the things I love about this book is his brief chapter summaries that provide what we need to do to take action. He says this, "Replace all juice, soda, and sugary beverages with water, tea, coffee, or other unsweetened drinks. Now, all of us recognize the importance of staying hydrated. Hydration flushes toxins and carries nutrients to the cells. Still, many of us have felt that coffee is detrimental to that plan. Not so. And as I begin this new week, my aha moment is this. Have another cup of coffee. Without cream and sugar, I might add. And while you're at it, buy Tom Rath's book. It's exceptional. Let's hear it for coffee. That's my thought on my walk with Tom Rath and Eat, Move, Sleep. Now what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life. Before I sign off, let me encourage you to stop by onmywalk.com. You can read my review of Eat, Move, Sleep, as well as reviews I've recently written on Atul Gawande's book, Being Mortal, exceptionally good, One Blood by John M. Perkins, and The Agony and Ecstasy, the biographical novel by Irving Stone on the life of Michelangelo, also exceptionally good. There'll be more up this week, so let me encourage you to stop by and get those resources.